Listening to the Anthony Williams Podcast on Radio Nun Worldwide Network, brought to you by nobody. No, I'm just joking. Thank you for listening, and let's get on with another exciting show in today's news and politics. All right, here we are. How's it going? The United States of America. Let's see. September. What is this? It's September 3rd, 2020. And it is a strange, strange time to be alive. If you were an alien and you were just now dropped into the United States, you would think that police are just killing black people left and right every day. They're just hunting them down and killing them. You would have to believe that if you were born with white skin, that you just automatically were successful. Let me tell you my story. If you think that, let me tell you my story, because I don't think most people realize just how ignorant and selfish they sound when they claim to be a victim when they're really not. So part of my story is the fact that before I even had a chance to be born, my mom was a 70s hippie. And when I say hippie, I mean hippie to the 10th degree. My mom was a pot-smoking, acid-dropping, coke-shooting, speedballing, pill-popping person. And she did it her whole life. And all through pregnancies, and my brother, then my mom had a couple of abortions, and then she had my brother, and then she had a couple of more abortions, and then she had me. And when I was born sick. I had a high fever. Of course, I know my mom did drugs while I was in the womb, smoked pot while I was in the womb, did other drugs, drank alcohol while I was in the womb. And I'm not here to put my mom down, and because I love my mom, but, you know, it was hard enough just for my mom to have the two babies, my brother and myself. I mean, there were, I think, 4 abortions in between 1968 and 1974. And it's just amazing to think that I made it this far. You know, I just, to even be alive, the odds for a normal human being would be about 1 in a billion, you know, just to be born, just to be alive. But I think I'm a little bit over that. I think that mine are about 1 in a trillion because of everything that I had to swim up against. Now, so that sets the stage for my birth. Okay. So I was born. I don't know if I was born drug addicted, although I could go get those records and I probably should. I was born very sick with a high fever and I almost died. And they had to pack my little baby body in ice. Okay. So after I survived, which, you know, I'm going to attribute it to, quite frankly, God. I mean, because I think that it took a miracle for me to survive. And I survived. And I tell you, the trouble started. You know what I mean? Okay, anybody think that up until that point, I had any privilege? What privilege did I have? I had a mom smoking, drinking, and doing drugs while I was in the womb. I had a dad with his friends drinking, smoking pot while my mom, while everybody's in the room, and violence and abuse ruled the day. So there was no privilege in my birth. Okay, my birth, no privilege. All right. So far, we've established no privilege. All right. Now, after I was born, my mom took care of me for, I believe, a couple of years. Thank God. I was able to do a little bit of bonding. But then at some point, my brother and I got taken away from my mom and put into foster homes. And that was, well, it was devastating. But at the same time, you know what I do remember? I remember one blessing. That was when I got placed, we always got placed together. Me and my brother. And that was really important. That was really important. Number two is, or not number two, because there was no number one. But so we get placed in foster homes, taken away by the state. There's no privilege in that. Okay. Privilege, wasn't around. Now, the next few years of my childhood were a nightmare. From the time that I got taken by the state of Washington and put into a foster home, and really that's when the abuse began in those foster homes. So some of it's hard to talk about, you know, I don't really want to talk about the abuse. Was it sexual? I don't remember sexual so much. I do remember physical. Okay. Emotional. One instance was we had at this one foster home, we had our foster dad had bought a puppy, had got a puppy, let us play with it, woke us up, we played with it, it was so fun, you know, it was just so fun, we played with the puppy, you know, and then he loaded us up into the truck and proceeded to take us all to the dump with the dog, with the puppy, and let the little puppy go underneath the fence. Had to push it. The little thing was scared and, you know, crying, and I was crying, and it was just, it was sad. It was it was emotional abuse. I always tell the story too about, and for some reason I remember this. You know, this was like something just severely scarred into my head. I am sitting waiting for Papa Nana, which is my great-grandma and grandpa, or as I like to call them, angels, because they're really the ones that rescued me. And so they rescued me later in life. But in the meantime, they're coming to visit us, and I am just ecstatic to see them. I'm so happy that I throw up. And the people I was staying with made me eat my throw up. Okay. Stuff like that, that's just tough. But I remember it. But you know what else I remember? I remember when I literally met Jesus and I got saved. And I remember how free I felt, because I no longer had to worry about that stuff, and I no longer had to be upset about it. So, you know, but so back to the foster home. So it was about 5 years in these foster homes, about four years in these foster homes, until my great grandma and grandpa finally took us into their home and just, you talk about now all of a sudden we're privileged. Yeah, from grandma and grandpa, but it had nothing to do with race, because just like in other communities, when grandma and grandpas take over, you know, they've built up resources from their lifetime. And that's the same way this was. But my grandpa got me into playing baseball, which I was really good at. And it was fun. But that was the first part of my life. Now, I don't see any privilege in that. I see hard work coming out of it, and I also see faith. And thank you for listening today. I truly, truly appreciate it. If this podcast blessed you, please make a donation to any Christian charity that I have listed on my website. It is so important for us to stick together and support each other. Go buy some Christian music. Go give some money to the Salvation Army. Please, please support the cause to get people saved.